This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
These
pick up football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40.
How many?
40.
40. It's time for the Michael K. Show Pro Picks brought to you by Bud Light. Peter is making it a three-man race. And he had a perfect week last week. Got all 6 points. Don and I missed our three-pointers. We got the two and the one, so we had 3 points. So he picked up 3 points on us. So the separation is 5 points right now. Don and I both lost yesterday. We took the Patriots like fools on a Thursday, like fools. So we're 0-1. Peter, with the big win last week, he goes first.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, guys, it's an interesting slate with a lot of tempting games, almost some that are so tempting that you go, what the heck is going on here?
Like a Carvel cone.
Right? It just makes you feel a little bit strange. So many short lines. You know, and
that should benefit short people.
I'm going to need you to sit out the next couple plays there, Kaser. Let's take a breather. Grab some Gatorade. But listen, I'm going to do the best I can and try to deliver. All right? Let's start out with my three-point pick. I'm going backwards.
Oh, going at the top.
Yeah, I'm going at the top because I love this game and I want to talk about it. I don't think what's going on with Pittsburgh is as simple as, you know, they got outplayed by Washington. This team has kind of been hanging on by a thread for a little while. And I don't love where they are right now. The undefeated mojo and desperation to continue that undefeatedness is gone. And you get the Buffalo Bills with a very, very short 1.5 points at home. A team that's rolling towards the playoffs. Playoffs? That's right. I will take the Buffalo Bills giving 1.5 points at home to the Pittsburgh Steelers as my three-point play for the week.
That's a guy who's feeling it, Michael.
He's feeling it.
So are the Bills, though. Don, how much satisfaction did they give you this past week? You never worried.
No.
Sniff them. Sniff them dead.
Sniff
That's
the
49ers how I feel.
Dead.
For my two-point play, I'm going to keep it with my guys. You guys know how I do. I am a homer this year when it comes to picking Washington football. And this is one of those weeks when I don't think I'd get a whole lot of disagreement from my compadres. The only thing you could disagree with is this a trap game? It's a neutral site. The 49ers are favored by 3.5 points. Washington's defense, let's just be real about it. It's a straight-up good defense now. Kendall Fuller in the secondary has not been what he should be, but at the same time, Ronald Darby turns out to be a better player than I ever expected him to be. And then, of course, up front, they're just deadly. I don't see how San Francisco, if they beat Washington, covers 3.5 points. Washington's rolling. The defense is great. And Alex Smith, a chip on his shoulder to win in San Francisco. My two-point play, Washington football getting 3.5 points against the San Francisco 49ers.
Worst pick you've ever made. This will stop the streak.
That was the worst pick I've ever made?
Yeah.
Okay. It's an interesting thought by you. And for my one-point play, a lot of stinky lines out there. I'm going to choose one of them, though. I love having the opportunity to bet a team that I feel is better than another team with a short total. So, for that reason, I will take the Atlanta Falcons over the LA Chargers. I believe the Chargers hung close for the first half of the season, and what we saw last week, their 45-0 loss at home to New England, that is who this Chargers team is at this point. I think it's all over. Atlanta's one of those pesky teams that continues to play, and I believe they will continue to play and beat the Chargers this week. So that's the Falcons over the Chargers, 2.5 points. My one-point play, the Falcons minus 2.5 at the Chargers. My two-point play, Washington getting 3.5 against San Francisco. And my three-point play, the Buffalo Bills, favored by 1.5 at home against the Steelers.
Can I apologize, Peter?
Yes.
So I said your Washington pick was the worst of all time?
Yeah.
The Atlanta one is. You know, Julio Jones is out.
It makes no difference. Okay. I don't even like Julio Jones.
All right.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Don, it's up to you.
All right, it's up to me. Well, my one-point play is off the board got bit by the Thursday bug. So I'm going to go to my two-point play, and my two-point play is identical to Peter's two-point play. I love the Washington football team as well. San Francisco 1-5 against the spread at home and outright so far this year. And home's not really home. It's Arizona, which bit them last week against Buffalo. They got a gift touchdown early, and they never really were in the game. And then how about this for a stat, Peter, that you're going to enjoy just as a fan? Five times already, the 49ers have allowed a 100-yard receiver. It will be six this year when Terry McLaurin has over 100 yards receiving. I think Washington will cover that 3.5, win the game outright.
Best pick actually, you've ever made.
And that is my two-point play. My three-point play is just reading the room. This team, despite what the fans thought, was a team that suffered a devastating loss, like an historically devastating loss. And they're playing a team that's on their way to the playoffs and suffered a loss that was inexcusable in a lot of people's eyes. And that, of course, is the Jets in Seattle to take on the Seahawks. Seattle's given 13.5. It's a big number, but it's actually under two touchdowns. Here's the problem with the Jets. They're decimated by injuries. Mims out because of having a family emergency and then couldn't test for COVID, so he's out of the game. He's their best wide receiver. Crowder listed as questionable today, did not practice. They're down to two healthy safeties. Jenkins is out of this game, and they got injuries galore. And they're flat, having to go to Seattle to take on a team that had they're one of the toughest losses of the year. I'm not scared by the 13.5, so much so I'm making my three-point play. I think the Seahawks win, hand the Jets their 13th consecutive loss, and do it by more than two touchdowns. That's my three-point play.
Interesting. Well, since my chatty friends took up so much time, I'll just give you the picks. Okay. My two-point pick, I'm going to go with the Texans. -0.5 at the Bears. Bears are terrible. I don't see them winning. Texans have played much better since the coaching change. So I have the Texans winning that game. That's my two-pointer. And my three-pointer, unfortunately for Peter, is also the Bills against the Steelers. I'm giving the 1.5. I think the Steelers are a flawed team right now. So they won 11 in a row. Now they're about to lose two in a row. They lost and played very sloppily against the Washington football team. And the Bills had a big win over San Francisco. They're legitimate. Josh Allen is legitimate. So give me the Bills for 3 points and give me the Texans for 2 points. I already lost a one-point play because I had the Thursday monster get me with the Pat. So those are the pro picks on the day.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.